Hello and welcome to another Final Cut Pro 10 tutorial. Welcome to the crib. Email. Here is where I do my editing, where I do my tutorials. I do everything, really. Don't really get out much. But the window's open, so that's pretty good. Welcome to my first Final Cut tutorial that is outside the computer, if that makes sense. But even so, we're looking at the computer, so it's not really much difference. My desk is messy. If you have seen any of my behind the scenes of Husky, you may recognise my messy desk, where the messiness is kind of explained. I've kind of made an excuse. But for the rest of you, welcome to the Final Cut tutorial. This is really simple, really basic, but it has been requested by a few people, and obviously I know a lot of my subscribers have seen my tutorials and want to go on to some more advanced stuff, and that is coming. I am looking into lightsabers, everything you've requested. I do read all the requests, and if you've got an idea and you haven't requested it yet, you can either send me a message or post in the description below. So what we're going to do is very basically just take a look at some of these split screen setups and what you can do with split screen, which is pretty cool. So we're just going to wait for Final Cut to load. And here we go. Just full screen it. When it feels like it. I've literally just booted my laptop, so it's a little bit slow. So what we're going to do is, we're inside a Final Cut. You can see that we've got our timeline and everything. And if we just go into Window, and then over here you can see we've got Show Events on Second Display, or Show Viewer on Second Display. And that is pretty self-explanatory. You can choose Show Events, and this is really cool because now you've got full screen for all your media. You can see now on this screen, there might be a bit of glare, I apologise about that. You can see all your media, you can really quickly see all of your footage. Obviously we're just looking at one keyword, and we can grab this out a little bit, and now you can see we can see all of our collapsed folders and keyword collections. And if we press S to turn on the skimmer, you can see that we can now skim through some of our media, and that will show on our main viewer because we've still only got one viewer. Just like that, we can scrub through really nicely, and obviously we can go over to here, go into our timeline. And by the way, if the skimmer isn't showing, just make sure you click in the timeline just to activate the timeline, and we can scrub through on here as well. The other configuration is to show the viewer on second display, and again, the self-explanatory, the event is going to whiz back over here, and you can see now our viewer is on the main display. Second, sorry. Now, the reason I prefer to do it like this is two reasons. One, obviously it means we can just grab our media and drag it into the timeline, and we have less place to drag it, we don't have to drag it from the other screen. And the other reason, which you may not have considered, is if you have a second monitor that isn't an Apple display, it may not be giving you as true colour as you are hoping for. Whereas, like I said, the Apple display is very good colour, and it's very representative of how it will look on most other screens, most other viewing experiences, iPhones, televisions, etc. So having your viewer on this display will give you far more accurate, but obviously if you're working on a single screen, then it won't be as much of an issue. If we go ahead and press the inspector, you can see it's still going to load over here. But what we can have over here is view some of the colour scopes and such. So if we just click on here, and we can press show video scopes. And I believe you can resize this, maybe not. And you can see now, as we scrub through, we've now got our live colour scopes that we can see next to our viewers, so if that full screen view is too big. And it gives us far more room to see our scopes rather than cramming them into the corner. When you have the viewer on this screen as well, it's not making the most of the whole width because the aspect ratio is wrong. It can only like take up a small portion of it. If you have video scopes on this screen, that's a bit more handy. If we just try that out, show events on second display, and then you can see now we're actually making use of all our screens. We've got this whole screen for our media, we've got our timeline here, our viewer, our scopes, and our inspector. And that is pretty optimal or optimization for all screens. But like I said, you are then having to drag from one screen to another with your media. You may like that. And you're also not perhaps getting true color scopes on here, not true color display. So that is how you use two displays. They're the only configurations you can have. Obviously, you can drag around here to like resize different windows. So say you're working on like some complex audio scenes, you might want to drag this all the way up to the top as high as it will go. And then you can work and see all of your audio. So the video in here is my short film Husky that I'm currently working on, which I'm actually editing in Premiere Pro. If you check out the behind the scenes for Husky, links will be in the description below. I also do Q&A's, so if you have any questions, post them in the video and then I answer them in the next video, and we're sort of posting them as we go along. But I have had a good play around with Final Cut and I do really like it, but it is missing a few things that I need at the moment. So I hope that this was useful. This was just sort of a, this is how you do it. Not too advanced, not too complicated, but this is how you use two screens inside of Final Cut and how you can optimize it for space. So, yeah, like I said, enjoy, share, post, and check out all my other Final Cut tutorials if this is your first one, if you're a Dan Allen newbie. Doesn't really make any sense. But yeah, thanks for watching, and I'll be back soon with some more tutorials, as always.